Victoria, Kilowatt 2, Oscar, November.
Okay, you found me. VK2ON. Thanks for the call. Your nice signal here. You're 5 and 8, 5 and 8 in Ohio on the long path. Name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. So how copy, over?
Yeah, fine, Tom. Good morning to you there. Nice to hear you. Apologies for the noise in the background. I've got a 14-month-old Labrador Retriever here running a plastic bottle around the house. He's just about to go to the vet. He's about to get augmented, so to speak. We're about to take him to the vet, so I'm letting him have a little bit of liberty here inside this morning. 58 for you too, Tom, 5 and 8. Great signal. Name is Aaron Alpha Alpha Romeo Oscar November, and the QDH 100 miles north of Sydney. We've spoken before. Last we spoke actually was August of 2020, so it's been a while. Hope everything's going well there. That was Mrs. B, QSO. It looks like we've... no, that's not you. That's another station. I thought we might have done some data as well. Back to you there, Tom. KHCX, VK2ON.
Okay, Aaron. Very good. VK2ON, KHCX. Let me give you another signal report. You were 5-9 plus 5. 5-9 plus 5, most of that transmission, doing a great job. And yeah, it's been a few years, but it's good to hear you in there. And the long path is always pretty good around this time of the day. So it's definitely great to hear you in there again. And, well, you know, we got a sunny day here in Ohio. And the temperature is about a minus 5 C. But, you know, the sun feels awfully good. And we'll take what we can get. VK2ON, KHCX.
Yeah, roger, roger there, Tommy. It's still very cold outside. No problem at all there. It's been quite warm and very, very humid. I mean, I'm going to say it's pretty typical January weather. I think it's maybe a little more humid than I remember as a kid, though. Very, very sticky most mornings, sort of, you know, the last week or so it's been 80% plus humidity and around 22, 23 degrees, and then it gets warmer throughout the day where the humidity starts to drop away a little bit, about 75 to 80% and you know, sort of 30 degrees, so it's really quite unpleasant. So it's certainly air conditioner weather. That's the situation here. Currently, local time is 20 minutes to 8 a.m. 20 minutes to 8 a.m. here on Wednesday, and 21 degrees outside, 76% humidity, and about 25 here in the shack. So that's the situation here. Shorts and t-shirt, dog running around in the background, crunching on that plastic bottle. I'm not sure whether you're hearing it, but yeah, he's certainly amusing himself. I'm running a 101 Delta here, Tom, FTDX 101D. The antenna is an OptiBeam 12-4 at 50 feet, and the amplifier, the Kenwood Teal 922. Back to you there, KHCX, VK2ON.
VK2ON, KHCX. Yeah, fine business, Aaron. Wow, your setup's doing a great job in here. Over S9 the entire time. Yeah, I hear your lab having some fun in the background there. I guess that's okay. I'll let him go because you said you're going to have to take him in and have some procedure there. So have fun while you can, I guess. And, yeah, well, the South U.S. is having ice storms right now, like in Texas and Louisiana and areas down in that area. But, you know, the roads are hazardous down there. They get a quarter inch of ice, and they're, you know, slipping and sliding all over the highways down there. And they're not used to it, so they're not really set up to handle it that well. So I feel sorry for those people down there. I watched the news, and cars are just going in all kind of directions. But, you know, up here in Ohio, we got snow on the ground, but the roads are clear. VK2ON, KHCX.
Yeah, roger, roger, Tom. Very good. Yeah, well, I've got a friend of mine in Sweden, SM78Q, a very good friend of mine who actually visited here. A long time ago now, about 10 or 15 years ago now, since last we saw him in person, but I was hoping to go and see him, my friend Pella, SM78U, and we were supposed to be catching up potentially sort of in April, and Pella rang me and he said, don't come to Sweden in April, mate. I said, well, I was looking at some of the Google and some of the average temperatures and stuff, and I said, well, it might be quite a lovely time to come. He said to me, yeah, but the problem with it is that the weather is very, very unpredictable that time of year. So if we have a snow dump and you want to get around and see the place, you're just not going to get that opportunity. It'll just close in and you could be stranded. So I took the advice, and maybe we plan the trip a bit later on in the year. Difficulty with that, of course, Tom, is that, you know, it turns into a peak season sort, and then it becomes very, very expensive. So we'll see what happens. I might not get there even this year. We'll see what pans out. But just looking at your QRZ page there, a bit of nice information there, and wow, what's the QSL cards there? I presume that's probably, I don't know, they're your QSL cards or whether that's the Bureau, but you might tell me, and see the antennas there as well. Very nice indeed. Very good, Tom, and I'll pass it back to you, and then I probably should get back here to work. I've got a couple of things to finish off here before I take this dog off to the vet. K8CX, go ahead, VK2LNM.
Oh, very good. VK2ONKHCX. Yeah, well, your friend SM7EHU, I have also met him. He came to the Dayton Hamvention in 2013. And he was there with my good friend SM5LNE and a few other Swedish guys. And there was a bunch of guys from Norway there at the time as well. So I have also met him. And, yeah, you mentioned that we QSO'd back in 2020. Well, I have a sound clip of that contact up on Ham Gallery there. It's it was on August 18th in 2020. I worked you and a few a guy in the Caribbean and a guy in Europe and then you. So they're all up on the same sound clip. You could go listen to that. So very good. Yeah, I wouldn't go to Sweden in the winter time. Pay a few extra dollars and go in the summer because you know they're pretty far up north there, and that way you could probably enjoy it a little bit better. VK2ON KHCX.
Yeah, fine, very good indeed, Tom. Well, you're pretty well organised. And to know that you've done the recording, and I've just found your page there, and you've got the Dayton Hamvention photographs. You've probably got a photograph of Pella in the 2013 flight, I guess. We'll have a quick look here and see, but SM78U. He's a good friend of mine. We share a... well, what happened was we met on air on a Wednesday, which was kind of bizarre. It was a Wednesday evening on 20 metres, beautiful contact, and we spoke for about 20 minutes, half an hour or something. And then just as he signed, just as we finished, Tommy said to me, should I pack my shorts? Oh, I'm wondering what this gentleman's talking about. And I said, what do you mean, should you pack your shorts? He says, I will be in Sydney on Saturday. So this was the Saturday following our QSO on the Wednesday. So it's almost like, you know, he's putting the microphone down, getting on a plane and coming over. So that's what happened. And I actually said, well, if you're coming to Sydney on Saturday, then I'll come and say hello. So that's what happened. And there's Pella. I've got a photograph of him here and with SM4CJM, SM5LNE, and my good mate Pella. So, yeah, that's what happened. I met Pella in Sydney, and we spent the day. And we had at the time, we had a portable QDH right up on the hills in the south of Sydney, beautiful spot. And we had him working home on into Sweden, and we had a brilliant weekend. And Pella's been back since, and we actually got together in a professional capacity, would you believe it? We ended up being in the same sort of line of work in our respective countries. So we ended up crossing paths at a convention again. And so the best part about that, it was the firm was paying for the trip, so we got to catch up on the firm's nickel, which was fantastic. All right, Tom, very nice photographs, and I'll have a listen, see if I can find that clip as well. K8CX, VK2ONM.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I also met all three of those guys at Dayton, SM4CJM, SM5LNE, and SM7EHU. They were hanging out together at Dayton. I guess they head down to Australia after that, so that's great. And SM5LNE, Jan, I stay in very good contact with him. I get email from him at least once a week. He helps me out on Ham Gallery, and he sends me different QSL scans and everything else I want him to do there. So he's a good help. And I talk to him on the air quite a bit, too. So it's all good, you know. It's quite a community here. Camaraderie is at its best. Okay, I'll say 7-3, Aaron, and it's nice talking to you again, and you have a great great day. VK2ON, good morning from KHCX.
7-3 to you, Tom. Thanks for the QSO, mate, and all the very best from here. And good DX to you. And we'll talk to you again soon. KHCX, VK2ON.
7-3.